Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Ryan Walters is a public school teacher and fighter for rural schools. The attacks against Ryan, well, they're just crazy. He won't hurt rural schools. He's one of us. Ryan Walters grew up in McAllister, taught history for 8 years at McAllister High School, and was even a state teacher of the year finalist. Ryan supports Governor Stitt's teacher pay raise and helped make Oklahoma teachers the highest paid in the region. During COVID, Ryan made sure our schools were open and our kids were safely in class where they belong. Ryan will reject any Biden administration effort that doesn't align with our values. I'm voting for Ryan Walters for state superintendent, and I hope you will too.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Parents and Students First, Oklahoma, P.O. Box 12612, Oklahoma City, 73157, 804-591-0050, which is responsible for the content of this advertising.
A slightly higher day today for the feeder cattle and live cattle and lean hog futures contracts. The December live cattle up $1.40 at 153.05. February is up 65 at 155.02. April live cattle 55 higher at 158.55. Looks like we could get some 152 or maybe higher cash trade this week. The carcass weights were 6 to 7 pounds lower, so that would mean less beef and hopefully get reflected in the live cattle futures or cash market. But we did get higher today. December, of course, being the front month and also the strongest month today. Feeder cattle futures up 40 in November at 178.22. The January is up 30 at 179.92. March is 62 higher at 182.25. And then again, lean hogs higher, $4 higher into December at 87.05. Sort of breaking out here. They've been in a downtrend since the middle part of October. The high back then was just about 90 cents. Right now we're at 87. So some way to go to get back to those highs. Feeder cattle index 176.91, down 8. Of course, the November expiring about 10 days. The month of November is always a little bit early expiration because Thanksgiving is the last Thursday. So November 17th, 10 days from now is where they'll expire, and they're currently pretty close, about 30 cents apart.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Today's grain trade was generally weaker and everything but the Kansas City wheat. It was slightly higher, four higher in December at 957 and a quarter. July at 3 3/4 at 943 and a half. Chicago wheat 1 to 3 lower. The soybean market was anywhere from 10 to 12 lower, and then corn 4 to 5 lower. So weaker there. Friday afternoon, you know, last week the big buildup was that the Chinese were going to lift some of their COVID restrictions. And then Friday afternoon, they said they were not. They were going to keep it zero tolerance policy. So we were thinking the markets were going to open up last night sharply lower, and it didn't really happen. This morning, they were a little weaker, but kind of shrugged off that news altogether. I know that we have some rain forecasted at the end of the week, so hopefully that'll help the Kansas City wheat. But the main focus still continues to be the Russians and the Ukraine and this negotiation up until November 19th, until the old deal expires. Will they allow that to continue into the future? One of the key fighting points for the Russians is they want one of their biggest banks to be exempt from sanctions so they can continue to do business. And I don't know what will happen there, but they're bargaining, it sounds like, going back and forth. And I think there's pretty good odds as long as...
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.